Brand new music there from Kevin Burke. It's off of an album that really, honestly, just showed up in the mail in the last day or so. The album is called Sligo Made, and he has some truly terrific players on the album with him. Fiddlers, Bowron players, bouzouki players and such. And we'll hear more from Kevin Burke over the course of the evening. But on this cold and drizzly night in Boulder, Colorado, a man made his way through the wet and the chill to join us. And Colm O'Neill is in studio. Good evening. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Carl. It's nice to be here.
And people around Boulder know you, of course, as the longtime proprietor of the deeply beloved Connor O'Neill's down on 1922 13th Street.
Yes.
For many, many years. And thank you from all of our Guinness-loving hearts for a great run there. But the two of us ran into each other recently, and I caught up a little on what you're doing, and I was really anxious to share it. So why don't you give it a lash and tell folks what you've been up to?
Very good. Well, thank you, Carl. As I said, nice to be here. You know, if my memory serves me right, you were just telling me that it's your 37th year doing this. Well, I think I was here only about 15 years ago, so obviously way longer than way later than when you started. But Carol, while we still had Conor O'Neill's, you know what we discovered over you know the period of 18 years we had Conor O'Neill's was. You know, one of the more popular drinks in the pub was Bailey's, adding whiskey to it,
right,
to give it a bit of a kick. And you know, over the course of time, a couple of bartenders kind of came to me saying, "Hey, Irish cream is more of a kind of a festive kind of a drink. It's more occasion, but to give Irish cream a bit more staying power, the consensus seemed to be it needed a bit more of a kick. So what we started working on, myself and a couple of guys, was to do an Irish cream that had a bit more alcohol than what Bailey's had. And it sounded like a fairly, you know, not too taxing a kind of a request for an Irish cream manufacturer in Ireland. If you look at Bailey's or any of the Irish creams, they all have 17% alcohol by volume, and and it's not by chance. It's obviously almost as long as you've been doing this show. People have been working on Irish creams, and it's the whole process of mixing Irish cream and whiskey and 17, and I think it's because anything above 17 causes the cream to curdle because of the acidity in the whiskey.
Sure.
So we went with a request in Ireland to, could you do an Irish cream that had 50% more alcohol than Bailey's? And because it affected a lot of ingredients in the recipe, it took us, I would say, maybe 5 years to,
wow,
come up with a recipe that actually worked. We had started it before Conor O'Neill's closed. And about a year ago, we finally found a guy in Ireland that could figure out a recipe that had shelf life, that gave us an Irish cream that had about 50% more alcohol than Bailey's.
So to do that, you have to actually figure out the balance that's going to keep the cream and the whiskey in an emulsion.
Yes.
So that it doesn't separate, so that it doesn't,
yes,
curdle, so that it doesn't react, and you get the lovely blend of the,
yes,
the fat in the cream that carries the flavor of the whiskey and vice versa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, again, at the end of the day, we wanted a drink, Bailey's being the benchmark. We wanted a drink that, looked like Bailey's, kind of tasted like Bailey's, had the same, kind of texture as Bailey's, but had a bit more of a kick.
Right.
And as I said, something that didn't sound like we were trying to land an Irishman on the moon, but it took an awful long time because, again, once you change one thing, it affects all, other elements to the ingredients. But as I said, it took us about 5 years, and we finally came up with a recipe where we basically came up with what we called Bailey's with a kick.
Right.
And so, yeah, so...
But that's not how you're marketing it, of course.
No. So, we came up with this recipe, and we kind of gave it a lot of thought. And then we decided, hey, we've gone to so much effort to make it, you know. And what we kind of found was, I suppose, initially the thought process was it was the shot that would go into a car bomb.
Right.
You know, and what we kind of found was when we taste tested it with other Irish creams.
And I should point out for the uninitiated, a car bomb is where you actually drop the shot into another drink, a Guinness or
yes,
something of that nature.
Yes. So what we kind of found is when people taste tested it against other Irish creams, a lot of people feel that, you know, the likes of a Bailey's, you know, while it's a nice occasional drink, it's almost like a liquid dessert.
Right.
And, you know, and there's no feeling of I'm drinking alcohol, for better or worse. And you know, so you know, the feedback we got is like, hey, I like actually having this drink that looks like an Irish cream, but it feels like there's a bit more of a kick to
right,
it. So with the feedback we were getting, we kind of felt, hey, why not give this drink a little trial run in a small kind of a local area? And so after much to-ing and fro-ing, about 6 months ago, we decided we were going to do a small batch made from a company in Ireland and try it out in the Denver Boulder area.
So we can't talk, of course, this being public radio, we can't talk about prices or things like that. But I'm really interested, how did you decide, aside from the fact that you live here, how did you decide that this was the test market? And then how did you start to do the marketing and the name that you came up with for the bit of a drop and talk about all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah. So with regard to picking Denver Boulder as a test market, I mean, obviously I'm not as old as you by any measure, but
it's true, but you're catching up fast.
But no, I'm not as mature like good wine, but no. So, you know, we've lived here for 20 years, and you know, we are still involved in some Irish pubs in Denver, and we just kind of felt, you know, when we came up with the product, the feedback we got from a number of kind of pub owners in the New Yorks and the Chicagos, that, oh my gosh, this could really do good in the likes of New York. But we just kind of felt, you know, rather than just kind of maybe kind of trying to bite off more than we could chew, let's just do a small little area where we could do it. You know, we could do a kind of a focused kind of a test market. And obviously, with as long as we've been in Denver Boulder, we kind of felt there's no better place to give it a try than Denver Boulder. And
sure,
if it could work here, well, you know, we felt there would be definitely a good chance of it working elsewhere. So, you know, we just kind of felt, you know, for us, Denver Boulder is home. You know, we know so many people here, and we just kind of felt most comfortable if we were just pick, you know, we felt most comfortable just picking one city, giving it a shot, and we said Denver Boulder was the way to go. So that was kind of that. We decided we'd just give Denver Boulder a go. And so the plan is that for by the end of next week, we will have product here with a distributor and, you know, targeting Denver Boulder in liquor stores and bars and that. And then with regard to the product is completely 100% made in Ireland. So when we were doing, we'll say, the name, you know, we just tried to come up with a name that had a good story and was easy to say and easy to read. If you take Irish cream and you add whiskey to it, a lot of people in this country call it a shillelagh shot. And obviously, as you know only too well, the shillelagh is the stick that you'd have got
right,
whacked over the head with.
Like a blackthorn stick.
The blackthorn stick,
right?
Exactly. But shillelagh... it's got a silent GH at the end of it.
Right.
So you don't read it, or you don't pronounce it the way you read it. And we just kind of felt, we just didn't have a comfort level with a name. So anyway, after much to-ing and fro-ing, with the emphasis being on a drink with a small bit of a kick, you know, unlike the other ice creams, we just kind of felt a catchy name that, you know, that emphasized that. So when we were playing sport in Ireland...
I should stop there. When you say you're playing sport, you're talking about playing at the All-Ireland level, both in football or soccer, as it's known here in the States, but also hurling as well.
I mean,
you're a multi. You are sort of the Bo Jackson of Irish sports.
I think that's more of a reflection on the people that I was competing against. So the slang name for a tough cookie in sport in Ireland is a hard shaw, H-A-R-D. Hardshaw, and we just kind of felt we liked the name. It was a catchy name.
Sure.
It was a good story. So what we basically have come up with is we've got this 50-proof Irish cream called Hardshaw, and the label says Hardshaw, strong Irish cream liqueur, product of Ireland, and hopefully in the next 10 days we'll be giving it a shot in Denver and Boulder, excuse the pun.
and this is just the weather for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and obviously you having tasted it.
And it's just delicious. and that's not a paid endorsement by any stretch of the. It is truly delicious.
Yeah, so we've gotten really good feedback. I mean, as you said, obviously there's things we can't talk about it, but you know it'll be very competitive with everything else out there, and we just kind of feel the label oozes of Irishness.
Sure.
with the Irish flag being the label, and as I said, it's a product of Ireland, and it tastes good, and again we just kind of feel because I've got a good relationship with a bunch of guys around Denver who are into the pub business, we kind of feel worst case scenario, roll around St. Patrick's Day and we'll be in a position to get people to kind of appreciate it. But we just kind of felt, let's give it a try for the Denver period and kind of see how it goes, you know. So,
well, as a bit of a hard chaw yourself, I just want to deviate. I want to come back to talking about the product, but I also and there it is. It's got a prize fighter on the front of it, and it looks rather like an Irish tricolor right there. It's a good looking bottle of a drop, and it'll be just delightful. but now you are staying very involved in the community and in sport. I know one of your sons turned out to be a punter for the CU Buffs.
Yep.
And you've got another son who's playing soccer at Fairview High School.
Absolutely.
And you're coaching there or helping to coach there?
Well, yes. So we've lived in Louisville since we came to Colorado. We still live in Louisville. All our kids would have gone to Louisville, Cold Creek Elementary, Louisville Middle School, and Fairview High School.
Right.
And all our kids would have had the kind of the sporting bug. So yes, our eldest guy ended up punting at CU. Our second guy ended up playing with the Colorado Rapids. Our third boy played soccer at Wisconsin, and our fourth boy is a senior at Fairview.
Right.
And then our two girls, actually, one girl plays basketball at Regis.
Ah, very good.
And the second girl, actually, she goes to CU, and they formed a hurling team at CU a couple of years ago. And she's...
Is it a co-ed hurling team?
A co-ed hurling team.
I'll be darned.
And she's right in the middle of every game I see her play.
Fabulous stuff.
So there is actually a hurling team at the University of Colorado. They're going to... They were in Montana for a tournament about a month ago, and they're going to San Diego. So, yeah, so we're trying to fly the Irish flag.
I'll say you are. Oh, that's great stuff. Now, will this product be available just at pubs, or will it be available in liquor stores?
In liquor stores.
Okay.
So, So one of the, with regard to liquor, beer and wine, when you've got a product, predominantly you have to go through a distributor,
right,
a state distributor to get the product out. So we've been fortunate. We've been able to align ourselves with one of the bigger distributors in the state. And, you know, so what I've been kind of doing in the last month, the product is about to get to Colorado next week. So what I've called into the likes of Hazel's and Liquor Mart, and, you know, everyone seems to be very positively disposed toward it. So, yeah, so the hope is in the next 3 or 4 weeks, it'll be available both at liquor stores and, you know, and in bars and restaurants. But again, we just kind of feel it's a little novel little twist on the ever popular kind of Irish cream, and you sure. know why not?
And it's called Hard Chaw. And coming to a place of libations near you.
Yes, in the next couple. Well, in the next month, I would say certainly by Thanksgiving.
Good,
that's
good.
The plan.
Oh, great stuff. It's thank you so much for coming by. It's a delight to have you here. I'm really anxious to hear one more thing, though, and that is the story about how the chemist finally got it all to work.
Yeah. We were working with a chemist in Boulder, a guy by the name of Dan Hedges, and Dan was absolutely phenomenal. He put so much effort into it, and he got it to where we were about 90% there. And I know so what I ended up doing was I ended up getting what Dan had done, and I know the US postal guys might be the happiest, but I ended up mailing just a tiny little bit of liquid over to a guy in Ireland and just kind of saying, hey, here's what we're working on, this is what we have, we need to get over the line. And we ended up tracking down an Irish cream manufacturer in a small little village in Ballyborough in County Cavan. And as I said, he was the guy who had done some prior work in the area of Irish creams.
Right,
and
right.
He said, you know what, now I can get you over the line. I can get you the last 10 or 15%.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, so as I said, again, when the idea came up of doing an Irish cream with 50% more alcohol, it sounded like, okay, just a little bit of tweaking, and I wouldn't be exaggerating it in saying it took us about 5 years to get a recipe that actually worked. And more than one occasion we came to an impasse where we felt this just can't be done.
Yeah.
You know, it just can't. And and fortunately, you know, getting the product that was 90% there from a guy in Boulder that had helped me for years, getting it over to a guy in Ireland got us over the hump. So again, it's a bit of fun, and you know, there's very little kind of downside for us, you know, because as I said, we still have a couple of bars in Denver we're involved in, and you know, again, St. Patrick's Day is rolling around, and
sure.
St. Patrick has been great to these pub owners, you know.
bless them heartily. Well, thank you very much. The product is called Hard Chaw, and Colm O'Neill, for everything you've done for this community, for your support of traditional music at Connors, and the Boulder Session put out a couple of albums called Sundays at Connors and Next
Yep.
Sunday at Connors,
Yep.
and for all of your work in the community on Celtic sports and everything you've done over the years. Good luck with Hard Chaw, and thank you very, very much for dropping by this evening.
Thank you very much, Carl. It was great to be on your show, and again, and obviously from, you know, from the people, you know, in the Irish and the Irish American community in Boulder and the environs, you know, you've been a fantastic supporter of all things Irish, and keep up the fantastic work. Great job.
Well, thank you so much, and for a while yet, yes, we will, good Lord willing. Thank you.
Thanks,
you, Colm. Off we go with more music. You're listening to KGNU.
So the county next to Galway is the County Roscommon, and the fella responsible for the next couple of tunes I'm going to play is claimed by Roscommon, but also by County Leitrim, which is a little bit further up. He was a travelling musician, so several places claim him as their own. I'm talking about a fella called Thurlough O'Carolan, who used to travel around Ireland in the early 1700s. It was the tail end of the Baroque period, and that Baroque influence can be heard in a lot of his music. But, of course, the ancient Gaelic melodies were his main source of inspiration. He went blind as a teenager, wasn't sure what to do with himself. Somebody mentioned music, so he says, well, I'll give it a go. And he discovered he had a great talent, not only for playing music, but also for composing music. So he would travel around the country from then on, visiting the wealthy homes, and in return for his keep for a couple of weeks, he would entertain the residents and their friends and neighbours. And, of course, this was a time when there was no such thing as music without a musician. If you the only music available was live music. So people were very happy to see him coming because they knew they'd have music for a while until he left town again. But around the time he was doing all this, a lot of music from Italy was becoming really popular all around Europe. And, of course, it made its way into Ireland and was very fashionable. And the story is that O'Carolan was a little bit peeved at this influx of Italian music. So he wrote a protest tune, which kind of backfired on him because it ended up with an Italian name. They started calling it O'Carolan's Concerto, even though it's not a concerto. And a tune that he wrote for some friends of his up in Sligo, Loftus Jones. Thank you.
Support comes from Boulder Food Rescue, presenting its 7th annual Rescue Fest, taking place on September 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center, located at 600 Org Avenue in Boulder, featuring a Boulder Food Rescue recipe book with inspired appetizers from Eric Scogan from Black Cat. More information can be found at boulderfoodfestival.org/feast.
After a while, hanging onto a vehicle you can't drive feels more like being stuck in a dream where you try to run but can't. Rather than hit snooze for another year, why not donate that car, truck, or other vehicle to KGNU and wake up to the sound of free pickup? Call 303-449-4885 or go to kgnu.org to donate your vehicle.
We heard music there from Kevin Burke, once again, an older, little bit older album, about a year old, called An Evening with Kevin Burke, and he talks about Tarlaco Carolan, blind Irish harper, very, very famous, and then played Carolan's concerto solo there. Kevin has come on this show a number of times over the years. On St. Patrick's Day, he's been very, very generous with his time. And then, of course, he is one of those seminal figures in not just Irish fiddling, but Celtic fiddling. Early on, I first tripped across his music when he was a member of the Bothy Band back in the 1970s. He then had Kevin Burke and Open House and the Celtic Fiddle Festival with Christian Lemaitre and just great, great players, surrounded himself with great players, and really has been a tremendous emissary for Celtic music. So good to have a chance to play some of his newer stuff, so to speak. Let's go ahead and add a song to the mix now. Music from Dervish, and off we go. You're listening to KGNU.
To meet the bold sportsmen from our own Kerry town, and love the sport better than the boys from Meadow. And when we arrived, they were all standing there, so we took to the green fields in search of the hare. We did not go far when someone gave cheer over hills and high meadows. The prey did appear. When she got to the heather, she tried them to shun, but her dogs never missed one inch where she'd run. They kept well packed when going over the hill, for the hounds had set out the sweet heifer to kill. With her dogs all abreast and the big mountain hare, and the sweet charm and music, it rang through the air. Set for the black bank for to try them once more, but it was the last sight round the hill. She sprang to her feet far to bid them goodbye. Their music had ceased and a cry we could hear. Send bad luck to the ones brought you Meadow Dogs here. again. But when going home at the clear break of day, I could hear the loud horn, Young Tom declare. Now that I am dying and the sport it is done, the more to the green fields on Kerry I run. Now feeding the lad on a cold winter's night, are gone to my den, which is breaking. At the same caper for many a year. Every Saturday and Sunday, he'd never give over with a pack of strange dogs on the hills of
What's your whiskey for?
Music there from the Commoners. What's your whiskey for? It's a noble question. How do you use the stuff? Before that, music from Dervish and the Hills of Granmore and Carolyn's Concerto and Planks de Loftus Jones by Kevin Burke from his Kevin Burke Live album. And of course, we heard earlier music from The Humors of Castle Finn and The U Reel and McFadden's by Kevin Burke. That was the music that we really sort of led off the evening with. And of course, we stuck a catch-up interview with friend Colm O'Neill and in our little bit of a get-together there to start off the evening. We've got music by Danu coming up your way, music from Shuglan Ifty. But let's go ahead and hear this first on KGNU. Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502. Thank you. music there from Shuglan Ifti. It's called A Whiskey Kiss, an instrumental to get us out of that set. We let off with The Buck from the Mountain and Paddy Killoran's by Danu. Danu is a terrific band. They're probably one of the very best trad bands out there. And they have made their way to Boulder and up to Mackey Auditorium a number of times over the years if you get a chance to see them. And they sometimes play here in Colorado over the holiday season. Do not miss it. Their artistry is just top-notch. Let's see. I also wanted to take just a moment to talk about where we are in the seasonal round. We are midway between the autumnal equinox and the winter solstice. So in traditional calendars, the Celtic calendar, today is just about the beginning of winter, with December 21st being Midwinter's Day, the winter solstice. And then, of course, the days begin to lengthen again after December 21st, imperceptibly at first, but by Christmas Day or so, December 25th, we can see that the light is returning, which is part of the reason that the Feast of Christmas was set on the 25th of December, very much in conjunction with that solar phenomenon of the days growing longer as we move away from winter and the darkest part of the year. But right now, just right now, for the next 45 days or so, we go into really increasing darkness in the year, and it gets colder and darker. And of course, modernly, we see that very clearly when we have the clocks fall back and you can't leave work at 5 o'clock, but you are driving in darkness. So it is very much part of the seasonal round, the Celtic seasonal round, and something to be aware of in any traditional culture is how they treat those holidays. So Samhain, the feast, the Celtic feast that gives us Halloween, was very much a part of the awareness that even fall is coming to a close, and now we are going into winter, that dark period of the year. But we have music to help get us through. We have not only music, but outstanding music. And this will take us just up to the top of the hour. This is music from the Bothy Band on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
The time has come to finish off. And we will with a bunch of tunes. These are 6 tunes, all in a bunch. Play them all at once. Thank you very much for coming along tonight. Nice to see you. Nice to be back. Hope we see you again.
Music there from the Bothy Band at A Jig and Five Reels, the Bothy Band Live. It's 8 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West. You are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Yuket is in studio and Musica Mundi is next.
Support comes from BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org, reminding the community that health plan open enrollment is currently ongoing. Boulder County Health Coverage guides are available to help protect yourself and your family. Appointments can be scheduled on Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the St. Vrain Community Hub, 1515 Kaufman Street in Longmont. More information is available at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org.
Yes, good evening and greetings and welcome to Musica Mundi. My name is Yuket, joined by Preston this evening.
Good evening, everybody.
I hope you're having wonderful evening. It's kind of raining outside.
Yeah,
and cold.
It's cold and raining, so we're getting ready to start the fire. Get ready.
Yeah. If you have any comment or request, the phone number to call 303-442-4242. Or you can email us, dj@kjnu.org.
Woo! Me tocas y me hunden las olas y me hunden.